It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode 4, and we're here. NBA trade rumors heating up, all that stuff. We got the Celtics going 5 in a row right now. First, we'll start off with some Super Bowl. We talk other sports.
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Trying to expand our brand here. Pat's big win. It's been huge. All kinds of excitement. I feel like it's worn off by now.
Yeah, because we're so used to it. Yeah, I mean,
it's Wednesday now, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is like our 6th Super Bowl win. And
I don't know. I feel like it was the same excitement when it happened. But
I think
it's kind of cooled down.
And I think it was just because it was such like a – it was 13-3. It was such a low scoring game. Nothing really exciting happened in the game. Like, there was no crazy comeback. We had the lead almost the whole entire game. So the Super Bowl was kind of, I enjoyed it, but it was just like, it was bleh. It was just like, whatever. We won our 6th Super Bowl. We're probably going to win another one next year. Road to 7. Let's get it.
Yeah. I think we're obviously spoiled, but like the fact that we're calling that like that wasn't a fun Super Bowl. I feel like any team would just take a Super Bowl win at this point. We're like, you know what? I want some more action in my Super Bowls. Let's have a challenge here.
Yeah, like maybe the Browns they're probably like, are you kidding me, Boston? That's all you guys do.
Tell me if I could win a game 13-3. Yeah, you wouldn't. Regular season even.
Exactly. If the Browns won the Super Bowl, they'd probably be riding in the streets for at least a month. A solid month.
They'd be sleeping in the streets more so than they usually do in Cleveland.
Yeah, and we're already over here. We're in Boston. We're just like, all right, on to the next one. On to 7.
The parade was a huge turnout. You go to the parade?
I did not go to the parade. Did you?
I did.
Oh, you did? How was it?
It was a lot of people. I don't like a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see you not liking that.
There were so many people.
Did you get hit with any beer cans or anything?
I did not. I stood in the back.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was probably nice.
It was nice. I was on a bench.
Nice day. Perfect day for parade. On a bench. Yeah. Drink a couple beers and chill.
It's the Rafters talking weather.
Exactly. Weatherman Connor over here.
Going straight into the Celtics. Playing hot right now. 5 games in a row. Won against the Cavs last night without Kyrie. Playing well. What do you think, Connor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, they're playing very fucking good. The teams they've beat, they beat the Thunder on this 5-game win streak. That's a pretty solid win. Thunder are a pretty decent team in the Western Conference.
Thunder play basketball well.
Exactly. And we haven't been playing the Knicks that good in the past. So we beat the Knicks, we beat the Nets, and these are just good, solid team wins. And some of these games, we didn't see all our players play. So everyone's starting to get a chance to play, and I think this team is starting to gel.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Terry's starting to play a little better now that he's getting minutes. I think the team around, I mean, Gordon Hayward still sucks, but he's been better. He's been a better terrible, but he's bad.
Yeah, you're still against Gordon Hayward, but he hasn't been playing too terrible. I mean, he had a couple games where he scored like 14 points, 13 points, 12 points.
That's what you get for 35 mil.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta take little baby steps with him, okay? And he's not getting as much minutes. He has to take
baby steps. He's got weak legs.
He's not playing as many minutes. Over this 5-game stretch, he's only averaging like 22 minutes. So, I mean, for that many minutes, he's not playing terrible. He's averaging like a steal a game, too, if you want to add that in there.
I mean, he played last night. He scored 18, 6 rebounds, 5 assists on 65% shooting. Not bad. Couldn't hit a 3 to save his life.
No, I mean, but hopefully those 3s will come. It was at Cleveland, too. So, I mean, hopefully he's better in Boston with 3-point shots.
Hopefully he's better against a terrible Cavaliers team.
Yeah, Cavaliers suck. But, I mean, in the past 5 games, he went 2 points, 12 points, 14 points, 3 points, 18 points. So, like we said, he has some good games, and then he has games where he just does not show up at all.
Not wrong about that. I mean, yeah. Jalen's been playing well. He's been there were some, like, people were talking stuff about him having, like, problems with his hand, like, broken hand.
Yeah, and I don't see that. I mean, he's been playing very, very well.
No, it was in the past. That's why he's playing well.
Oh, okay. You
knew nothing about it. Don't pretend like you know about subjects when you don't.
I mean, you don't think that hand has anything to do with it? His broken hand in the past is him playing better.
Yeah, I would say early in the season he was playing on a bad hand, and now his hand's good. I think a healthy hand is usually beneficial, I'd call it.
Yeah, it is beneficial. He hasn't been outstanding. He's had a
Could be better.
21 point game. He had a 24 point game. Then he went 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah, 24
So,
points. I think that's more than Gordon Hayward.
all right, there was one game he had 24. The rest he had like 13, 12, and 11.
That
I
sounds like
mean,
a sounds like a great game out of Gordon.
that is a good game out of any player. I mean, any other player than on this team, the main scorer should be Kyrie Irving. I guess Kyrie Irving didn't play last night, so I mean. He, a lot of other players had to step up. When Kyrie Irving plays, though, he takes a lot of minutes from people, and he has a ball in his hand. And he's scoring most of the points, so I get why some of these players aren't scoring as many points as they should be.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just put a tack through the cap of my water bottle. I regret it now.
Yikes! What'd you do that for?
I don't know.
Just squirt it out.
It seemed like a good idea, but now it's more of a hazard.
Yeah, gotta be careful for that.
Yeah. Trade deadline is tomorrow now, right? I guess tomorrow at like noon.
Yeah, and we're
And
not going to see anything happen.
I mean, not necessarily the Celtics definitely aren't gonna see anything happen.
Oh, no.
The rest of the league has seen much happen. I mean, since we last talked on was that last Wednesday, so I think it was Friday. The Knicks traded Kristaps Porzingis to the Mavericks for
Right.
Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, and Wes Matthews.
Yeah. Oh, was I think it's yeah.
So
Well,
essentially,
William
for
Matthews.
Dennis
Yeah.
Smith Jr., a guy who they could have picked if they had just chosen him one pick before in the 2017 draft, and just gotten him for free instead of trading their superstar player for him. Great move for the Mavs, though.
Oh yeah, great move. I mean,
Phenomenal.
they dumped DeAndre Jordan's huge contract, and I think he's going to be a free agent after this year, so they got rid of him,
Yeah, certainly.
and they get a player like Kristaps Porzingis, who is only he's only 22 years old right now. He'll be 23 starting next season, and he was a monster. I mean, before he got hurt, he was tearing it up. He was an all-star in 2017, 2018 season. He's averaging 22 points a game, and that was only his third year in the league. Imagine what he can do. I mean, hopefully he comes back fine from this injury. We have no
Yeah,
idea.
I
It
think
could be
he's gonna
like
be. I mean, he's walking now. He's practicing lightly, it looks like. But I mean, with a guy that big, it's always a worry that he's never gonna come back. Like you look at like a Yao Ming guy that was like a little taller than that. Because I mean, Porzingis is like 7'4" at this point, and
Yeah, and these leg injuries or these foot injuries,
yeah,
they
anything
really
lower
hurt these
body
tall guys. Yeah.
with those big guys are tough. So I mean, I think he's gonna come back fine, and I think the two of that with him paired up with Luka Doncic is gonna be terrifying for the West.
Oh yeah,
Especially going
and Luke.
forward, because they have room for another contract right now. So if they get a big name in the offseason, they could be a powerhouse.
They can, but they got to find someone else to play in the Dallas. I don't. A lot
I
of
think they
Dallas
can
isn't
with
really.
two guys like that.
Yeah, two younger guys. They need like a veteran player, like an older
Do
veteran
they,
player.
though?
I feel like they need that kind of guy
I
with
don't.
experience
I think. I
on
mean,
that
they have
team.
it. Like, I don't think
I
they
mean, they
do,
have
though. I
Dirk,
think. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have
but
Dirk.
he's not playing. I mean, he is playing, but they need someone who's actually like going to contribute a
But
lot to this team.
do they? Do they need an old guy to contribute where two where Doncic and Porzingis can do most of that contributing? I think the two of them are real European players. Like they can like they're not they're easy like head on the shoulders kind of thing. Like European players, they come and they're good to go. And I feel like that's the way the two of them play. Like it's not like it's gonna be an issue. Like I don't think personalities are gonna clash with the two of them.
And then we got to see, like, I know Cuban's trying to argue with, I think Kristaps' agent is, Porzingis' agent is his brother. He's been talking to his brother over the past few days. He's trying to get him to, like, really want to be in Dallas. Because,
Yeah, he didn't originally.
no.
He had a list of teams that he wanted to be traded to. I forget who was on. I think the Clippers were definitely on it. I forget the other team, but the Mavs were not on that list. So
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sure he
the
wasn't.
Mavs.
I'm sure he was excited to be out of New York. Probably not thrilled about this move. But Cuban's real committed to him. I mean, he was talking. I saw something on Twitter last night where Cuban was talking about how much he regretted dumping Steve Nash so early and not keeping him together with Dirk, which is true. In retrospect, would have been quite the team.
And Rick Carlisle, he loves these European players. He's one of the best coaches in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he's been
And
around forever.
yeah, and he knows how to handle these European guys. Obviously, he's handled Dirk. He's handling Doncic right now. Porzingis. I mean, Steve Nash is a European, but he's
He's Canadian.
Canadian. Yeah, he's Canadian. So I mean, he handles these foreign players very well, looks like.
Yeah, it's tough to handle those Canadian players. But
Yeah, they're pretty wild up there.
But I was thinking about this earlier. Have you, like, has there ever in the history of the NBA been this good of a pairing of European players?
European players,
Yeah, like
you would
two,
probably have
like
to go. Yeah, you'd probably
that
have to
Euro
go.
dominant.
You would have to probably go way, like way back.
No, because you can't go that far back, because then they're just like super white again. Like they're just like West Kentucky
I
point
mean,
guards.
what we'll see how good this pair is. We don't know how good they're gonna be.
I mean, just in terms of league star, but like, have there ever
Oh,
been
star
like
power.
two
Oh,
really good European players on the same team together?
I don't think so. I don't think so. This might be the first time like this
Yeah.
two big stars align. I mean, like I said, we'll see. Doncic, I think he has a bright future. I just want to see Porzingis come back from this injury. He seems pretty determined. If these guys can gel and click, then they're going to be really fun to watch. Because both these, I think Doncic is how old is he? Like 20?
He's 19, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's 19.
Yeah,
19
he's.
and imagine them running the West together. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
That'd be
they're.
fun
I
to
mean,
watch.
they're two guys that have, like, I mean, 10 years left on their primes at least. Like, I mean, Doncic has 12, 13 years left, and Porzingis, if he stays healthy. So, yeah,
He's already putting up 20
if they
points a
can
game right
keep, yeah, exactly. And if they can keep him, like, if they can keep Porzingis and just keep that core together, I think they're like there's no stopping that. Especially going forward, as a lot of like the talent that we have now kind of gets older. Like if the two of them stay together, they're the next team up, really.
now. Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm a big Dirk guy, but I like to follow the Mavericks, and I want to see them win. They're not really going anywhere right now this season. They do have a chance of making the playoffs. I don't really see it. And if they do get in there, they're going to lose in the first round anyways. So,
They're really that team too. They're like they're the Mavs. You just want to see them win.
yeah,
Good
they're
for
good
them.
old. Yeah,
Good old
you're
Thavs.
happy when
Whatever.
Mark Cuban gets another chance at winning.
Yeah, he looks happy. He wears a t-shirt on the sidelines. Owners don't do
Yeah,
that.
exactly. He doesn't wear a suit and tie like the other owners. Pretty chill man.
Shark Tank, he's on TV.
Exactly. Go Mark Cuban.
He has so much more money than everyone on Shark Tank.
Oh yeah, I know. I
Have you
mean,
seen that stacked up? He has enough money, I think, to buy every one of the sharks. Like, has enough money to just buy all of them and then have a bunch more money.
and he oh and I watch a lot of Shark Tank. He well, I
You seem
used
to be
to.
a Shark Tank guy.
Oh, huge Shark Tank guy. He actually just like sits back, watches everyone else make their deal, and he's like, "Screw you guys! I'm gonna come in with way more money. I'm gonna make a way better deal than you." And he always steals them away. He always steals the guys, people away in the end.
He always gets the last pick. I don't know why he always like. I don't know why they don't like just snake draft the Shark Tank.
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. I mean he just bosses everybody in, he, around because everyone knows how much more money he has than them.
He's
So,
Marcus Cuban, so.
well, Marcus Cuban,
What are you gonna do?
you can't do anything about it. He's Marcus Cuban.
Oh yeah, another trade. This was like at 2:45 in the morning. This happened. Mark Cuban, or not Mark Cuban? Who?
It was the Lakers, right?
Philly, Elton Brand. Philly, no, it was the Clippers. Elton Brand, Philly's GM, loves the 2 a.m. deals. Really just sneaking it in. I mean, this literally broke at like 2:30 in the morning. That the Clippers traded Tobias Harris to Philadelphia in exchange for really nobody. Who did they get for him? It was like it wasn't Chandler.
No, it wasn't Will. It was another. It could have been Wilson
It was
Chandler.
Wilson Chandler. It was Wilson Chandler. Like four picks. They got like four picks out of them.
And what a complete steal.
Yeah, for Tobias Harris and Boban, a very underrated part of this draft is 7'5" Boban.
I agree. No, Boban's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean
And
he is actually like a decent player. Like I mean he doesn't get the credit because he's just such like an ogre on the court, but
he's
like he's a
Boban.
solid player. I mean playing behind Embiid, like little Boban in there.
Yeah, he's just
Like
throw
that's a
good
and
old
like
Boban.
this Philly team and it's like Philly's one of those teams you know they're not gonna win. Like Philly's just gonna suck inevitably. Like. They're never gonna figure it out, but this is a powerhouse team. Like if this was not in Philadelphia, this is a great team. Tobias Harris has been awesome this season. I mean, he's averaging 20 points a game on. I think I saw something earlier. He's 20 points a game, the lowest usage of anyone averaging over 20.
Yeah, and I think it's a great addition for them. Does it make them championship contenders? I don't think
No,
they have.
because they're
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
they're Philadelphia. They're gonna lose in the long run. I mean, I could see us playing them, the Celtics playing them in the Eastern
That's
Conference
the real
Finals.
conversation is they're not gonna it's really just the Warriors that we're talking about, but
Yeah.
they're not gonna beat the Warriors. Nobody is right now.
No, not
But
one
in
is a
terms
chance.
of how they're matching up against the Celtics, Harris is a huge addition. against the Celtics. And Boban is too, honestly, because we don't have rebounders and he'll just club everybody to death.
Yeah, and if Embiid gets in foul trouble, then they'll just throw Boban in there, and he's still a great...
He's Boban. Yeah,
yeah, he's Boban. Boban. He's got the power of the Boban.
It's scary. He's a gigantic man.
He's an ogre. He's Shrek.
Anyone who can dunk with their feet on the floor is just terrifying. You can do that with like a 7.5-foot hoop, like, you know, when you're just like playing outside.
Yeah, but he could do it.
He does that in regulation.
In a game. It's insane. No, I don't. It's a little scary. I mean, I like Boban.
No, he's a likable guy. He rides like a unicycle sometimes.
Yeah, not against us. Keep him away.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, putting Harris in the starting lineup, because right now Philly's starting lineup is...
Oh my God.
Ben Simmons, JJ Redick, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid. That team on paper beats the Celtics.
I mean, what about their bench though? They're starting five.
I mean, the bench of nobody, but just the firepower of that starting five alone right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're throwing him into this like team. We're gonna see how they mesh.
My thing though. I mean, just how low his usage rating is for a guy that scored 20 points. I think he can create his own points, like, just without ruining the flow of this offense. But it's also like, it's not like Philly had like a great, it's not like they have like a Warriors Celtic style like killer offense. No. It's like, he's not gonna screw anything up. They don't have anything great as it is.
No, we'll see. I mean, Butler's hard to play with. Jimmy Butler's always a dick. No one liked him.
I feel like Tobias Harris just isn't a guy like you mess around with.
You don't think so?
I don't know why that. Jimmy, he's probably I mean, his name's Tobias. Jimmy Butler's
like, yeah, Tobias. I mean, come on.
Jimmy's got some low-hanging fruit on that, but...
But no, Jimmy Butler's obviously, he's the alpha male on this team, and I think he is.
And there hasn't been like a lot of issues with him and Philly.
Not yet. We haven't seen any.
Other than Markel, he never looks
happy.
But
if Markel Fultz, imagine if he started playing to his potential, like, this team would be amazing.
Yeah, but that would require Markel Fultz to be good and Philly to be a competent basketball organization. So 0-for-2. Anthony Davis has the NBA by the scrotum at the moment. The Lakers offered him their entire team. They offered the Pelicans the entirety of their organization. Minus LeBron James, and the Pelicans did not answer, it sounded like. At first they said no, the Lakers offered then more, and the Pelicans just didn't say anything. He just didn't respond. I don't know if they have yet.
No, I don't think they have either.
But it doesn't seem like it. They're driving a hard bargain. I mean, the Lakers offered Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, Josh Hart, and then I think one or two other players who are Rondo. Rondo was in there.
And a couple draft picks.
And like several draft picks. I mean, they offered everything they had. And the Pelicans said no.
I mean, what's going to happen if the Pelicans take that deal? What are they going to be, the Lakers? Like the Lakers of this year? They're not going to win any more games. I don't think
that's like adding Drew Holiday to the Lakers. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I mean, Lonzo will not play for that team, it sounds like his dad's saying. But
yeah, he doesn't want to be in.
That's what's making me think that like something's happening here is that LeVar is speaking. LeVar has been in a cave for months.
Oh yeah, straight caveman.
The Magic Johnson, I don't know if it's Magic or who in the Lakers organization, but they have silenced LeVar Ball, and this has brought him out. So it seems like the pot's been stirred.
Yeah, and I just don't see a deal being made before the deadline. I don't think AD, he wants to play in LA, but the Pelicans aren't dumb. They don't want him going to LA right now. They could probably get more out of him in the summertime after the season's over. And I can see them making a move with the Celtics, even though
they're not making a move with the Celtics. It's not happening. We got to stop saying it.
At this point,
he's not coming to Boston.
A lot of people, I saw a poll on Twitter today. I think someone said, would you want Anthony Davis just for the 1 year of him playing here? Would you want that? Just because he might not sign back.
Is a poll doing? Was this a poll among NBA GMs? Just two of them, and they both said yes. Was that the poll?
No, this was like between. No, it was like a radio station. They were like, "Oh, would you want Anthony?"
So it's radio viewers. Yes,
the
voice of the organizations.
Hey, some of those people are the people that will listen to this.
So what you're saying is, if enough fans want Anthony Davis, the Pelicans have to send them to us.
No, I'm saying, would you do this? Would you just want Anthony Davis for 1 year? see if it works out.
Yeah, just to see, just because it's a year. The league is so year by year. I really don't care about, like,
exactly.
Especially with the core that we have. I don't care. Like, I would 100% get him. We're not going to.
You don't think they would bite on like a Jason Tatum?
I don't think he would re-sign, and I think that's the biggest problem.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. But I would just take him for the year. Like me personally, I would. Danny Ainge isn't that dumb. He knows if Anthony Davis doesn't want not want to play here in the long run, then he's not gonna sign here. If his heart is set in LA, then he's gonna go to LA and play with LeBron.
Yeah, like, and I mean, the Celtics could just get out of this and just not be affected at all. Like it's just this trade, whether or not it happens, has done significant damage to the Lakers already. Just psyche wise, they got obliterated last night.
Yeah, they lost by 40.
They 40 lost points. So bad to the Oladipo-less Pacers.
Oh yeah,
who are still fine apparently, but I mean, I think it was LeBron's worst loss of his career. It was in Indiana. The crowd just roasted everybody. Everybody.
Oh, they were chanting, "You're gonna get traded."
Brandon Ingram's at the free throw line. They're chanting, "LeBron wants you, like wants to trade you." JaVale McGee was at the line. They started chanting, "You're not worth anything." Basically, I don't know what the chant was. They were like, they don't even want it. They don't even want you." It was just like, oh, that's
and it's sad.
They can't even use you as a trading piece, JaVale. You piece of shit.
Do you see the picture with him on the bench with like there's like five seats in between him, but no one's sitting
there?
Dude,
he tweeted something today. He was like, "Hey, I just had some gas, LOL," or something like that. I was like, "No, you didn't, LeBron. You hate your team. What are you being funny for?"
Yeah, and he talked about it today.
What are you trying to do here?
He's like, "All these young guys need to get off their social media." I'm like, "Dude, Kyle Kuzma's like 22. He's gonna be on his phone all the time."
LeBron posts like 40 stories a day of him just like sipping wine.
Exactly. I don't get why he's telling these young guys to get off social media. They know what's going on. They know that LeBron isn't like them. Something's going to happen. That team's going to get shaken up. I mean, at this point, they might. I hope they do make a move.
Yeah.
I hope the Lakers do get a trade with Anthony Davis done by tomorrow, because it would definitely be a storyline in the NBA.
Oh, it would be a storyline, but it was as much as the Lakers just never playing again would be a storyline. Like, I mean, they're just so bad.
They're not the worst team in the NBA. I'll give them that. I mean, when LeBron's on your team,
you're never the worst team when you're LeBron. But when you're getting your ass whooped by your superstarless player of the Pacers, like, they killed them.
Kuzma,
the morale on that team is like a -7.
Oh, I'd say -1,000. But it's lower than that.
That's a hefty scale you're using.
I mean, you saw the game the other day. They were pretty bad. They seemed like they did not want to be there.
No, nobody wants to like play. Nobody wants to play with LeBron anymore. I don't like. It's one of those things. Like, if you're a superstar, you'd love to play with LeBron because he wants you. If you're just like a role player, nobody wants to fuck with LeBron anymore. Like he. I think it's been out enough that he just like he's manipulating everything. And like he's not fun to play with unless like he loves you. Like so this whole Lakers team, which he does not seem to enjoy, just lights him up.
Yeah, like you said, if you're not a top five player, LeBron doesn't want to play with you.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Or like or Dwayne Wade at 38.
Yeah, and he got out of that real quick. I mean, he was like, "All right, Dwayne Wade's not even close to what he was in the Heat. Let's get him off this team. Let's ship him off." And the Cavaliers got rid of him. That was a short-lived team. I mean, people forget that Dwayne Wade was even on that team.
People certainly forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, going to All-Star weekends coming up. They got the players draft, I think, is this week for the All-Star game. They announced all the Saturday night competitions. I'm trying to get that. They got skills challenge. They got Mike Conley playing, Doncic, De'Aaron Fox, Jokic, Kyle Kuzma, Tatum. And Vucevic and Trae Young. That's the skills contest. Which
that was the skills contest.
Yeah.
Who would you take in that?
I feel like it's like I would almost certainly take Jokic. Just because I feel like in previous years, like Towns won it, Porzingis won it. Like, for some reason, there's a thing that big men win. Because like speed isn't the biggest factor.
You need to shoot a 3-point shot on that thing, I think, though.
Yeah, Jokic can nail a three. More so than De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox won't hit me. He's quick.
He's quick. That's his advantage. But I mean, like Jokic, I think is the most like this challenge is like the kind of like a complete player sort of thing. Like Jokic is the most complete player here. Like Tatum might not make that pass. He might not make like hit that shot. Like Doncic is probably my number, like my definite number two.
I was gonna say Doncic will probably win. I think he has all the fundamentals down. He's one of those European players who just knows how to do
Yeah,
everything
I feel
well.
like with these contests though, it's just like whoever you like you really want to win never wins.
Never wins. Probably gonna be like Trae Young or something.
No, I'm telling you, it's Jokic. It's set up for Jokic.
Yeah, you think it's set up there?
Set up
All
for
right,
Jokic.
we'll
And they
see.
got the 3-point contest is looking like it's gonna be probably the best event this year because of how the bad the dunk contest looks. We'll get to that. But Devin Booker, Seth and Steph Curry. Danny Green, Joe Harris of the Nets, Buddy Hield, Dame Lillard, Chris Middleton, Dirk finding his way in there, and Kemba.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go with Dirk on this one.
You think?
I think the old man's in a power went out.
Just pulls it out. I want him to airball like
Just five.
20 of 25.
He just missed.
Like,
Watch him not make any.
I want him to miss a lot of shots and just have it because it like it's such just like a like make a wish, put him in kind of thing.
Yeah,
And
he was
that,
like.
and he's, and I just want him to like just be limping by like the third rack. Like, clearly can't do it.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be one of those guys that just doesn't get all the shots off. He doesn't
I
even make it to the
genuinely
third
would
rack.
like it to be just pitiful.
I mean, I hope he does well, but I
Yeah.
could see him
But
not
I
even
could
making
see
it
it being
to the last.
terrible.
Yeah, like not even to the last rack. I mean, you
Yeah,
got to
just
give this
not
one
moving quick enough.
you got to give this one to probably Curry,
Which
Steph Curry, not
I
Seth
think
Curry.
this might be Seth's game.
Seth, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Seth's he might have
Just
the
pull one
better.
out. Well, I mean, he definitely
Yeah.
doesn't have the better shot, but
No,
he
no
might have
way.
the he might have just a hot round. It's like a hot couple of rounds. I think Joe Harris might have a shot. Brooklyn Nets, he's the whitest guy, like American white in this, which gives him an upper hand.
So he's like a JJ Redick type of guy.
Yeah, he's Joseph Harris.
Yeah.
He could be JJ Harris.
I don't think he has a shot. I think this is Curry's delu or Curry
Well, Curry's in
Lillard.
it every year. Curry is in it literally every year. He doesn't win every year. Like, there's just it doesn't fall like that. Like, it's
Well,
like a
no, because
guarantee.
Thompson was in it when he lost, when he didn't win it, and Thompson goes off all the
Nah,
time.
Curry has been Curry's like the opposite. Like the way like LeBron came in and was like, "Nah, I just don't want to do dunk contest." And everyone was like, "Fuck you, LeBron! Like, let's do a dunk contest." Curry just every time like he'll take every 3-point contest.
Yeah, and hopefully we get to see LeBron do a dunk contest
He will
one
never do
year.
a dunk contest, and
No.
until he does, we're gonna have shitty dunk contests like the one we have this year.
Yeah, I
We
don't even
got
look forward to these drunk dunk contests. I
dude,
look forward to the
dude.
3-point
Listen,
contest.
listen, just listen to this. Dennis Smith of now of the Knicks. He'll be decent. I like Dennis Smith. He's a good. He can throw it down.
Can.
He's the heavy favorite because the Miles Bridges of the Hornets rookie. Who's
Joke.
good? He's fine. He can dunk. He's good. Whatever. John Collins, a power forward of the Hawks. I hate why we put big men in this. And Hamidou Diallo of the
What?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's it?
Yeah, we're just doing four. I don't. Does Diallo, like, what's his thing? Does he dunk? Like,
I mean, I hope he can dunk. He's in the
I mean,
NBA.
I'm certainly he can dunk, but like, I'm just looking him up right now. He's 6'5" shooting guard, averaging 4.5 points a game right now. What happened? What's good with him?
He must have had like
I'm trying to find something where he
a
jumps like, I don't know,
posterizing
80
dunk.
feet in the air.
Yeah. They're gonna bring out that like 70-foot high.
What was the year, dude? They had James White. They had Flight White. The Knicks signed him. He was just like a street ball dunker, and the Knicks signed him for like a 10-day contract, basically just so he could be in the dunk contest. And then he just botched it.
It must have been a long, long
No,
time
it was
ago.
like it was. It had to be like 2014, 15. Like
I don't remember. I mean, I haven't
it was
personally been
sometime
watching.
around.
I haven't
Yeah,
been watching these contests just because they're terrible.
they're not good, but I'll still watch them. But I got nothing to do on a Saturday night.
I mean, I don't even. Who do you think is gonna win this dunk contest?
I think it's like definitely Dennis Smith,
It has to
unless this
be.
video I'm looking at of Diallo is anything impressive. It's not. It isn't.
I can see Miles. I mean, I can see Miles Bridges kind of stealing it.
Is it like a? It's a great move to just call Zion up and put him in, right?
Oh,
Like if you're the
100%.
NBA, that's the best move.
I mean, it sucks because he can't make any money off of it from being in the contest,
Well,
but
he can't actually be in the contest, but I
I
think
don't
that's his biggest problem. But other than that,
know. I think Zion would easily win this dunk contest. I think they, I saw
I think
that somewhere.
Zion will win any dunk contest that happens for the next 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, they do have a college dunk contest after the season ends.
That's true. I forgot
after
about
March
that.
Madness, and I don't even know why they're gonna even have it, because Zion's gonna obviously win.
I don't know if he's gonna be in it. Like, I feel like it's gonna be one of those things where it's like, nah, like Zion's not doing the dunk contest. He wants to stay healthy for the draft, like something like that. Something stupid.
I could see him not even ever being in a dunk contest, because he's gonna be like, oh, I don't want to hurt myself. Blah blah
No, I
blah.
can see him certainly being in a dunk contest.
I feel like whatever team he's
NBA.
on,
Oh,
will not want
he
to
will be
play
in
in
the
it.
first dunk contest.
So next year he's gonna be in the dunk contest.
I think he has to be. There's like he was like gonna be in the dunk contest as like a sophomore in high school. Like he has to be.
Yeah, he was born for this.
He was.
Every year he should just be in it and win it.
Correct.
And then maybe LeBron should just be like, do you think LeBron will ever be in one? I think he might, like the last year of his career,
Like
which would
if like
suck, but.
next year a LeBron versus Zion dunk contest would be fucking incredible.
Oh yeah.
Like that's one of those, that's like one of those like 10 years down the road, it's like, how'd the dunk contest get saved? It was like, oh yeah, LeBron and Zion went 14 rounds of getting 50s.
They make a 30 for 30 about it and
Oh,
everything.
it could be absolutely incredible.
I mean, there's
He's never gonna
also,
do it. It's never gonna happen because fun
you
things
never
never
know.
happen with LeBron, but it sounds
Yeah.
awesome on paper.
You never know. I mean, I'm also looking at this Team US versus Team World game. That looks pretty entertaining. I could see myself watching
What's
that.
the ro what are the rosters for that? I didn't see that.
Team World, I mean, they have DeAndre Ayton, they have
Aiden from?
Bogdan Bogdanovic, they have Luka, they have I'm trying to they have Ben Simmons. I'm just going over some guys you would know. Team USA,
Guys, I
they're
would
not bad.
know. Do you think I'm not well versed on my foreigners?
You know, OG.
OG and newbie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Toronto Raptors, bud.
I don't even know how to say some of these names. Wrote Rudinis Karakas.
Rudeness Kirikas, of course.
All right. Lauri Markkanen from the Bulls.
You know Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, I love that guy. I mean, this team's pretty solid for
That's a
Team
solid
World.
team. I feel like Lauri and Simmons just both aren't sophomores, but they are.
No, you never think about it like that,
Yeah.
but they're definitely sophomores.
Who's the US team?
You got Jared Allen, Marvin Bagley, Lonzo Ball, John Collins, DeAndre Fox, Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Trae Young. This is a team full of just running gunners. Like, these guys are fast as fuck.
No Jaren Jackson?
Jaren Jackson is in it.
Oh,
I
good.
skipped over him. I don't
I
know
would have
why.
I
He
would have
was the only
been
name I skipped over.
I would have been real worried.
No, he's in there.
I that's a solid team too. That could actually be a fun game.
I think the Team US takes that. I
Yeah.
mean, Marvin Bagley's been playing pretty phenomenally
Yeah, he had
lately.
a 360 dunk the other night, so he's good now apparently.
No, but he's been averaging like 20 points over the past like 10 games, something
But
like
if
that.
he
He's
did that without the 360 dunk, no one would be talking about him.
I would have never saw it. No, you're right. You are 100% right about that. I would have never noticed him.
Exactly.
I mean, I know he's from Duke, and that's my team. It's my college team, Go Blue Devils. But
Is it?
oh yeah, I love Duke.
News to me. They're playing
Come on,
good.
middle class white guy. What other
Right.
team am I gonna like?
That's fair. That's fair. Duke's been playing well. I mean, Zion is such a clear like number one in a very bad draft, but such a
Yeah,
clear number one.
their starting five might all get drafted in the first round, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Jones has come out like at first few games he was like real overshadowed by like the big three, but he's coming as a very good defender.
Yeah, I mean, I think Trae Jones should just stay in college for at least one or two more years, but I know he's going to go and take the leap into the NBA. Why not? He's going
Yeah,
to
why
chase
not?
that money. His brother did it. I don't think his brother should have went to the NBA, but he's going to do it.
His brother?
Whatever. Yeah, Tyus Jones.
Oh, jeez, really?
Yeah, he played one year at
Yeah,
Duke,
no, I'm
won that
familiar with
championship, and then
Tyus.
he left.
Huh.
Trey, you didn't know Trey was his brother? Or?
No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know he was his brother.
Oh yeah,
You
yeah,
thought
little brother.
I didn't know that Tyus Jones played 1 year?
I see. I don't know what you know, really.
Neither do I, but
But
that wasn't my first question. It was the fact that the two Joneses were related. That's not usually how it happens.
oh no, they're brother brother.
Brother and brother?
Oh yeah. And yeah, I mean, Trae Jones, he broke the record at the Tyus Jones had the record in high school for like the most points scored, and Trae actually broke that, and now he might be a better player at Duke than his brother. We'll see if he can lead him to a national championship.
It's certainly possible. I
It
mean,
is.
Cam Reddish kind of stinks right now.
He does. I think he's being overshadowed by Zion Williams and
I mean,
whatever the other.
Zion isn't literally taking his shots out of the bucket.
No, I mean, Cam Reddish, his shots will fall. I think he's getting used to the college game. He's one of those players he's kind of overrated.
More than halfway through the season.
I think he's kind of overrated as well. He was kind of overrated.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, he was a number three.
Yeah, because Duke got the top three. He was number three. Yeah,
certainly overrated. I mean,
and RJ Barrett was number one, and he's been lighting it. He's
debatably overrated.
Who, RJ Barrett?
Yeah, I mean, if he's number one, he might be overrated.
Yeah, but they're talking about drafting RJ Barrett and Zion one and two in the draft.
Yeah, but Zion's one, so RJ's overrated if he was one then.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Not wrong. Not wrong about that at all.
It's just math. All right, so I think we'll call it there. That's the Rafters, episode 4. We'll be back with you next week.
Peace out, y'all. If it keeps on raining, let me score.